It is Black Friday today. By all accounts, it's going to be one of the biggest shopping days, if not the biggest shopping day of 2010. Store owners, they get you where they want you. You're all excited. You've been teased with these ads, the prospect of saving money. You've been cooped up with your family maybe for days. Thanksgiving's over. You're giddy from eating too much sugar. And you get into the store, and maybe you spend more than you intended. Maybe you save a ton of money. Who knows? Well, Beth Koblenner does. She's the Takeaway personal finance contributor. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
All right. First of all, let's talk about the origin of Black Friday, because as I understood it, Black Friday was a bad thing. That was the day of the stock market catastrophe, and that's how Black Friday came to be known as a phrase.
Actually, Thanksgiving has long been associated with Christmas shopping, and before Thanksgiving was fixed as the fourth Thursday of November, and it was up to the president to declare what the holiday date would fall on. But in 1939, business leaders pressured FDR to move Thanksgiving up a week to create a longer Christmas holiday shopping season. Hence, we have Black Friday after Thanksgiving. We're all stuffed, and then we're ready to bombard them all.
Yet another way in which marketing has completely changed our calendars.
Exactly, exactly.
One could argue Valentine's Day, same thing. But let's talk about, Black Friday in and of itself, the reason that most people do so much shopping on that day is because they figure they're going to brave the crowds because they'll save a ton of money.
Right. Recession or not, nobody wants to give up Christmas. Everybody wants a deal, and everybody's lured by the promise of sales. And sometimes you can get great deals, but sometimes you can't. First of all, you have to fight off the crowds to get there. People are lining up at midnight now. Stores are opening at 5 a.m., some as early as 4 a.m.
Some opening on Thanksgiving, the day before.
That's right. And the deals may not be as fabulous this year. Remember, we were seeing, last year and the year before during the recession, they were pricing, slashing prices by 80% and 90%. Well, now the inventories have sort of caught up. And retailers know that it's been a slower shopping season. So although sales for Black Friday are expected by analysts to increase a little bit from last year, you may not see the most stupendous deals. You may see some, but you're going to have to, race like crazy to get them.
Well, and I remember my a very good friend of mine used to shop like crazy on Black Friday, but it seemed to me like she would come home with more than she intended to buy. Anyway, you get just
number
caught up
problem.
In the whole passion of shopping.
That's right. It's sort of like performance art. People get there early. They run to grab something. They grab a whole bunch of things they don't need. So the most obvious piece of advice is always make a list and stick with it, of course. But you have to not get so excited by sales. 50% off something you don't need is still more than zero. And that's the thing you have to keep telling yourself. Just because you get a bargain doesn't mean it's really a bargain if you're spending more than you intended.
But there are ways to save money on Black Friday. There are honest deals you can make that you can get. And I have actually found some stores that are intending to do some real sales that I can shop online and get some pretty good deals.
Well, it's interesting because there's a term that started a couple of years ago called Cyber Monday. Like you said, they'll come up with any reason to make something a marketing holiday. But Cyber Monday was traditionally when the online retailers would really start having more sales. However, we're starting to see these Cyber Monday sales on Thanksgiving or even before. People are getting flooded in their inboxes with all kinds of offers. So the old-fashioned shopping around really makes sense when it comes to holiday shopping.
You just have to be careful. The danger of Black Friday is, A, as you said, make your list and check it twice, but also that the whole purpose of Black Friday is to get you into a fervor and put your hands on things.
Absolutely. In fact, there is a study from Caltech that found that people were willing to pay 50% more for items they could actually touch or even have the possibility of being able to touch than things they couldn't touch. So in other words, if there was plexiglass in front of them and they knew they couldn't touch the item, they wouldn't spend more on it. But if they could actually know they can touch the item, then they will spend more. For example, a dessert cart at a restaurant versus seeing it on the menu. That type of sensual experience where you're able to possibly touch something does make you spend more, according to these researchers.
And to a certain extent, immediate gratification as
exactly.
opposed to delayed gratification.
You get to walk out with a nice sweater or scarf or whatever it is you want to buy, whether it's for yourself or somebody else on the holidays.
All right. So how does one – okay, you've given us a couple tips. A, try shopping online, right, if you can, although you got to watch out for shipping charges.
That's right. Although a lot of online retailers now, I must say, are, you know, avoiding, they say, free shipping. December 17th is one day when some companies are doing it. But in general, some are doing it over, you know, the whole holiday season.
Okay, so there's a couple tips. Yes. Then make your list and
make
stick
your list.
To it.
Take the 24-hour rule. You know, avoid buyer's remorse, where you go in, you see something, you buy it, and then you say, why did I buy this? You know, and it's particularly if it's not returnable, then you're stuck with it. Take 24 hours if you can. Now, of course, on this Black Friday frenzy, you're going to be trying to get something that there are only a limited number of. So you may not have as much time to think through the decision. But in general, that 24-hour, you know, sleep on it advice is always good.
And I mean, are there other things? In other words, are there ways that retailers get around the end of the limited quantity? Like, let's say they ran out of the $50
TVs. Then they give you something that's kind of like it, that isn't maybe the hot brand, but you're there, you want to buy it, so you buy that anyway. Also, companies right now, retailers are doing all kinds of sort of tricky scientific things, like fragrant aromas in the stores. There's actually one company called Prolytic. And what they do is they create some fragrant aroma that stores like Abercrombie have in their store that supposedly seduce people into spending more. They slant mirrors so you look thinner. You know, the famous Seinfeld episode where Elaine buys a dress and she's like, wait, it looks so great in the store and it looked horrible at home. Dim lighting, all that kind of thing is something to be aware of when you're shopping.
All right. And if are you shopping on Black Friday?
I am not. And I'm staying home with my family. It's just too frenetic for me. Again, I think for some people, it's this entertainment value.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. And for some people, I think it's just that desire to get a sale, particularly at this, you know, tough, tough economic time that we're still in. However, be careful that you're really getting a deal.
Bottom line, if you enjoy getting out and shopping in the crowds on Black Friday, go. But if you're only going because you think you're going to get a great deal, you might want to consider staying home.
I agree.
Great advice from Beth Koblenner. As always, our takeaway personal finance contributor. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Celeste.
So what are your Black Friday plans? Still recovering from a gorging fest yesterday. Do you have a strategy, though, for shopping today if you are going to shop? Give us your tips at 8778-MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Whether you're shopping from home or you're out in the crowds, give us a call and check in.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.